Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone.
All in a second. Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Got to get my energy up now, Mayor. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the amazing, incomparable, stupendous Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. The phone number that can help change your life is 908-627-7020, 908-627-7020. That is the phone number. You can reach me or anybody on Team Clinton. We are here to help you. We are up, running, and thriving. That's right. Helping people get healthier, getting more fit, building confidence, building energy, building strong immune systems, whatever it is that you need. And I promise you will have fun doing it too. Guaranteed fun. My name is Mark LaRose. I'm the owner of Max, and I am here with a very special guest in the studio who I will introduce in just a moment. She is incomparable also and stupendous. You're kind of like the walking mayoral version of the Max Challenge of Clinton. She's laughing right now. You can't hear her yet, but and I'm joined by Mayor Janice of Clinton, New Jersey, and I adore her and everything she does, so I'm so happy she's here. But before we get to that, what do you need to know? First of all, we are leveling up the Max Challenge in Clinton starting in September, September 25th to be exact. I am adding a Saturday morning class, 7:30 a.m. on Saturday mornings. Never been done in the history of the Max Challenge, but the world is changing and we are evolving also. So, like I've said to my classes, I'm not trying to add value to the program. I'm just trying to take away excuses from you. That's right. Oh, I can't get to class on Thursday. No problem. See you Saturday. That's it. So Saturday morning classes are coming too. And we have a summer special going on right now. It's $100 off the 10-week challenge. 10 weeks of unlimited classes, complete nutritional coaching, tons of motivation. And did I mention fun before? Yes, I did. Fun when you do it too. You'll meet lots of great people. So remember, we are located at the beautiful Grave Rock Shopping Plaza. It's at 1802 Route 31 in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. And before I get into my conversation with Mayor Janice, quick shout out. Cannot forget the people who are there with their energy, their passion, their commitment, their sense of humor, their ideas. Team Clinton, whom without I could not do this, because we have a mission. We have a mission going on. Our competition is not the big box gyms. It's the crap that they sell at fast food restaurants and everywhere else you can buy food-like products. That's what we're here for. And if we've learned anything in the last 17 months, going back to the year that shall not be named for the Harry Potter fans out there, we need to take care of ourselves. We need to have strong bodies, strong minds, strong hearts, strong immune system. So shout out goes to my senior instructor, Kim, the awesome Deb, the fantastic Scott, the incomparable Felicia, the amazing Melissa. We miss you. She's on vacay right now. The fantastic Kathy. The most amazing person at the desk is Terry. And she's back teaching right now. The incomparable Megan Smith is back. Actually, she's teaching 6:30 p.m. all week long. So join her tonight. Come on in tonight. Get a sweat on. Get your class in there too. Cannot forget our instructors in training. We have Samantha and we have Jennifer too. The team is growing. The bench is growing. Now, very important thing, because I got to pay the bills and do some commercials in a second so then I can start talking to the amazing Mayor Janice over here. We're live. Go to the comments on the live broadcast. And if you have a comment or a question that you want to share with the mayor or with myself, just type it in down there. I'll be able to see it over here, okay? And we'll be able to address it. Again, the phone number for the MAC Center is 908-627-7020. And before I go to commercial, because if I forget this, I will feel horrible later. The person, the woman, my best friend, my wife who stands behind me and rolls her eyes at me whenever I have a bad idea or crack a bad joke is my beautiful, lovely wife, Susan. Love you. Hope you're watching. And if not, hopefully you'll get the recording later and I'll score some points because I mentioned you and called you beautiful and told you I love you on air in front of hundreds of people who are going to be seeing this. So anyway, we're going to pay some bills. Don't move. You move. Okay. Unless you're driving, then you can move. All right. This is Max Living. Be right back.
Did you tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Here we go. Welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. All right. I've done all my shout outs. I've told you how you can get healthier and save money. Now, I have the sincere honor of introducing my favorite mayor in my entire life, probably. I mean, I've known a couple of mayors. Some of them have been, you know, anyway. Mayor Janice of Clinton, New Jersey. I was reflecting with her before we got on air about my first interaction with Mayor Janice, and it was way back years ago. It's got to be maybe 9-10 years ago now, when there was a fire at Union Hill condos and townhomes over by Union Gap Village. There's Union Hill, and these poor families had suffered a fire, and the whole town came together, and that was the first time I had any interaction with her in her office, and everybody was just so supportive and compassionate, and that's really a key. You're a very compassionate person. So anyway, wherever you are, unless you're driving, clap it up for Mayor Janice. We do a lot of clapping at the Max Challenge, so I'm doing that too. So, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Oh, I'm glad I could be here.
Just going to check your sound, too, to make sure everybody can hear you. And I appreciate your time so much. I mean, there's probably so much we could talk about. I know we went over a few things, but I guess I'll start with this. How are you?
I'm good.
You've come
Thank
through
you.
Being a mayor of a town, and we have some state level things we want to talk about.
Yep.
But you've suffered through the year that shall not be named offer.
Yes.
Also, so how you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, it's I think we all learned and grew from the experience. I learned that as much as I love my children and my husband, all of us being in the same house for a year definitely takes its toll on you.
Right.
You know, our health is good. We
Excellent.
Really did not experience some of the struggles that a lot of other communities did.
Okay.
And for that, I am eternally grateful. It really came down to everyone pulling together and doing what needed to be done.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And I know we talked a little bit before. What I really want to talk about, I'm going to hold off on a little bit, which
sure.
is going to be, you know, your fitness routine and fitting all of these things in. One of the things I mentioned to Mayor Janice before we got on here is the respect that I have for her, that she is an inspiration and a role model to women and men, because you have this very busy life with all these things going on, and you take time for yourself. You take time to stay healthy. But let's talk a little bit about Clinton.
Yes.
Okay, Clinton. Even though I'm technically in Union Gap Village, my wife and I adore the town, this little town. And I'll never forget, when I lived in Florida for 2 years, I had a choice when I came back
mm-hmm.
to go to Clinton or to go back to my hometown, which is up in Bergen County. And I'm so happy that I decided to come back to this beautiful, beautiful little oasis
it
of
is.
Americana,
it,
you know.
It is.
So Clinton suffered through this pandemic.
Yes.
How did it fare? What did we learn? What did you learn, or the town as a whole? What do you think? Because I ask everybody this.
Yeah, no,
what has the pandemic taught us?
Looking for
the good.
It taught us patience.
Mm-hmm.
It taught us to look for the good in people. It taught us how to adapt and pivot on a dime.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably, That's I important. Mean, from a government perspective, you know, government that was established back in the 1700s.
Yeah.
We had to become a virtual government.
Right.
And that is not easy in any way, shape, or form. And we managed to do it rather quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, literally within days of everything. So the shutdown started on March 14th, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And we were supposed to have a bunch of events that weekend. It was the run of the mill. It
oh
was the St.
Gosh,
Patrick's
yeah.
Day parade.
Jeez, yeah.
And that Friday, I was in Trenton at a meeting, and we got the call. Junior prom was canceled, which was devastating to my son.
Yeah.
And everything else got shut down, you know.
Yeah.
And we had to make the call. You know, the chief and I had a conversation as I was driving down to Trenton, like, are we going to make the call that we have to pull the plug on the events this weekend? And
yeah.
we held off as long as we could. But we knew there was no way we were going to risk.
Right.
We didn't know anything about what was happening.
Oh, at the beginning?
Or
terrifying.
What it was.
Terrifying time.
So, you know, it wasn't fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's never fun making the decision to tell someone they can't have their event after they put time and money into it.
Sure.
So that was hard. When we shut down, when the state parks were shut down and we pulled all the benches from Main Street.
Yep.
Was not pleasant.
Yeah.
I had a lot of phone calls and a lot of voicemails.
I can't even imagine.
And emails. And again, it was, you know, I never wanted to be responsible for someone getting sick.
Yeah.
I'd rather err on the side of caution
right.
and be overly cautious than take a chance that someone came down with it and we were responsible
right.
for it.
Right.
So, you know, none of these decisions were ever easy.
Yeah.
They were never fun to make. But ultimately, it was I needed to know that everything I was doing was in the best interest of the greater good.
Right.
Whether we individually liked it or not,
yeah,
didn't matter. It was how do we protect this community? And we do have a number of seniors in our community, and those were the ones getting hit hardest initially.
Sure. Sure.
So we needed to make sure that everyone was protected.
Yeah.
And it, again, it was a learning experience for all of us.
Yeah. What was, aside from patience, there was a word you used before we went on air. I'm trying to remember what it was. We were talking about what did we learn. There was patience and there was...
Oh, now you're going to make me remember something
no,
I forgot
no, hold
already.
On. It was about getting stronger as a community.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we are our resilience.
That's what the word was. It was the resilience.
We have truly... So, you know, and this has become kind of a theme overall. I did a TED Talk not that long ago.
Oh, my God, yes.
And... The That's focus right. was reset, but it's not really reset. It is about resilience. It's about how do we take what we've learned mm-hmm. and come out stronger, because we don't want to forget what happened.
No.
We don't want to pretend it didn't happen, because that would then put us back in a position where we could repeat.
100%.
So let's learn from what we've done, the mistakes that we've made. And listen, were there mistakes made? Absolutely. Yeah. No one is perfect. Mm-hmm. All we can do is hope that we get better and we don't make those same mistakes again.
Yeah.
But our community was, you know, one that came together mm-hmm. and regardless of differences, ultimately understood the importance of, you know, how do we ensure that everyone stays healthy?
Right.
And not just physically, but the businesses.
That was
key.
That was very important. I know that. And, you know, Susan and I, we did our best to support local businesses.
Absolutely.
And that's something, you know, it's interesting. We do have, I think, a bit of amnesia.
Yes.
When it comes to these horrible times.
Right.
We kind of just don't want to focus on them. But in reflecting back on that, I remember that there was some Facebook groups that were created
yep.
to support the businesses. Hey, if you can't get takeout, get a gift card.
Right.
You don't have to use the gift card now. When this is over, go use it.
Right.
But support them that way, you know. And I know we went down, and I do this because I always try to give shout outs to certain people, but Dino at the Town Restaurant and Tara down at Grounded for Life and
yes.
Anthony and Nicole down at Clean Plate, you know, they just did a great job of adapting with curbside and things.
Talk
too.
About pivoting
yeah.
Business models. That was truly amazing. I mean, yeah. and you have to give them credit because you're mm-hmm. trying to stay afloat as you're changing your business model.
Yep, 100%. So, resiliency and coming together, no matter what the differences were with opinions, people supported each other.
Absolutely.
And I think that is such a testimony to Clinton. I don't think it happened in every town.
It didn't.
Yeah.
There were towns that struggled.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you know, but a lot of that comes from leadership as well, right? So mm-hmm. I'm not taking that as it was me, but it was our collective group.
Yeah.
Of elected yeah. officials, employees. I mean, you want to talk about the police department, DPW, mm-hmm. the office employees. They all had to learn how to do things differently.
Yeah.
And it's not easy in government. I mean, we move slowly. Talk about, you know, we barely made it to the 20th century and we had right. to pivot to the 21st century in days.
Yeah. It's incredible. You talk about how fast things change and how fast you had to kind of pivot and turn. And I remember thinking about it and reflecting, if this pandemic had happened just 25 years earlier, I don't know how things would have worked out, how
yeah.
we would have done it. I mean, there was really no Zoom.
Right.
You know, there might have been Skype in its infancy back then. I don't even know. But the internet was slower.
Yeah.
The kids.
You had your dial-up.
We still had dial-up 25 years ago. Oh, my gosh. That's right. That annoying sound.
Yes.
But anyway, so... Well, I applaud you and the council and every person, you know, that was a part of the government back then. I think you guys did a fantastic job. And I always tried to keep in mind, no matter, because you said it, people were upset.
Yep.
These are things, St. Patrick's Day Parade, for instance, I remember the disappointment. These are things that are near and dear, not just to people's wallets, but to their hearts.
Right.
And to have that taken away, no matter what, though, I always remember telling people, like, listen, I think they're doing the best they can.
Right.
You know, there was unanswered questions.
Mm-hmm.
And, God, I remember going to take the garbage out with rubber gloves and a mask on
yeah.
and changing my clothes when I got in just from going 20 feet to the garbage can because yeah. we had no idea.
Right. No, you know? That's true. I mean, again, we've learned so much from it, but it really, you know, it teaches us the importance of being present. And
yeah.
and appreciating what we do have.
Yeah.
Not always looking for, you know, what's the next thing? What's the next thing?
I put it on my my personal Facebook page, I think about a month ago, tell me something you learned mm-hmm. from the pandemic. And I quite frankly had expected maybe 10 responses, and I think there was about 50 or 60.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, everybody's unique perspective on what they learned, but so much of it had this spiritual overtone.
Right.
Like you're talking about being present, being mindful, which is not really a spiritual thing, maybe. Depends on the person.
Right.
Depends on the person. But so many things about what was important and what is now important
right.
to them too is pretty cool. So, well, one of the things, and I'm not sure when this happened, you said it was your rotation for the state league.
Yes.
And it's the state league of what again?
State League of Municipalities.
Of municipalities.
So we represent all 565 towns in the state of New Jersey.
Okay. Did you go into that position during the lockdown, or was it after the lockdown?
I can't remember. I became president in November of 2020.
Okay, so we were still in the mix of it then.
Yes.
All right. Everything was virtual, I'm assuming.
Yep, we did my swearing in virtually. I did it over at the Red Mill.
Oh, fantastic.
You know, because for me, it was about doing it someplace that was important to me.
Fantastic. Shout out to Paul and the people down there at the Red Mill.
Yes, poor Paul. I did put Paul through torture for a number of things.
Did you now?
I did.
Okay.
But he was a good sport with all of it.
Oh, he's such an awesome person, Paul. I hope he's listening, or somebody who knows him is listening. You can remind him how awesome he is for us, please. But if you don't have a membership to the Red Mill, go get one. All right?
They're
charity supported. You know what? The best way you can support this amazing place is to go to the events, buy a membership. We bought a walking stick the last time we were there. They have a gift shop. It's beautiful. And if you haven't been there, you need to go there. I don't care where you're at. You could be in Connecticut right now. Drive out here for a weekend carefully and park legally and go to the Red Mill. So, all right. So the State League of Municipalities, what exactly do they do?
So we are – a big portion of what we do is advocacy. We follow a lot of the legislation. So the state of New Jersey is a part-time legislature. You have 120 elected, 40 senators, and 80 assembly members. That group in a two-year period could introduce anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 pieces of legislation.
Whoa, wow.
What the league does is tracks it to check to see what's important to municipalities, what will impact us, what's not going to impact us. I mean, a lot of it has no bearing on the work that we do.
Right.
We probably track – I say we. It's the staff that tracks anywhere from 150 to 200 pieces of ongoing legislation at all times. You know, we'll testify in front of committees.
Mm-hmm.
We will make phone calls. We work together with other business partners, whether it's NJBIA, the Commerce and Industry Association, the Association of Counties, whoever it may be, to really make sure that we're all kind of aligned and focusing on what's important to all of us.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. And is this I know you said the legislature's part-time. This sounds like a full-time position to me, though.
Well, we have full-time staff that do a lot of this work. I mean, obviously, so in November, you had the question on the ballot about cannabis.
Right.
And we've known about it being out there for a long time, but because we all got wrapped up in the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
we tended to not think about the fact that cannabis was going to pass in November.
Right.
So now we are, you know, the governor signed the legislation March 11th. Municipalities have until August 21st to either opt in or opt out or some portion of that.
Okay.
To make the decision so that this way, you know, a business knows whether or not a town is open to cannabis. So I have spent the last probably 4 or 5 months sitting on panels, you know, explaining what residents overwhelmingly voted to support it mm-hmm. and legalize it. And towns are not saying, no, we don't want it here.
Right.
Most times what we're doing is we're saying, we want to see what the rules look like.
Right. Okay.
So let us – and the CRC, the Cannabis Regulatory Commission, is in the process of writing the rules. They can write the rules. We can then look at it from – because ultimately have to look at it from a land use perspective.
Sure.
Does it fit within my community?
Yeah.
And those are really, you know, kind of where we're taking it. You know, some people will play the, oh, well, you're afraid of it. I'm not afraid of it. Right. I've done my homework. I understand the industry probably better than a lot of other people because I've spent time in California and Colorado. But it's what does it look like in my town?
Sure.
And that's what we need to make sure we're aware of.
Don't know if you want to, but where are we leaning?
So the town of Clinton opted out.
They opted out. Okay.
And again, it's more because I don't know what the rules look like.
I can understand that. I can understand. One of the things I remember, I'm not sure when this happened. It might have been just before the year that shall not be named. but I remember on a Facebook exchange, you were talking about why certain industries, certain businesses in particular, were not being allowed into Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you steadfastly saying about the ramifications it would have for other businesses in the place that would not be able to compete with such a facility without going into naming everything.
Right.
So I got to say, from my heart to yours, I completely trust and respect you the Clinton town government and the way that they view certain businesses, rate them, and then either decide to say yes or no to it.
Right.
Yes or no to it. I know a lot of people are looking forward to the seafood restaurant opening up. I'm glad you said yes to that.
I'm so excited about that.
And they've done an amazing job with the building there every time I go by. That's John Bonnell?
John was the contractor. I don't know if he's still involved with it, but it's a local couple that are opening it.
Okay.
And it's going to be fresh seafood daily.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, John stopped into the center just unexpectedly one day.
Oh, very cool.
And he said hi, and I gave him a brochure, and I was like, I know who you are. And he's like, well, I know who you are. I was like, yeah.
Everyone
like social media is a great thing.
Nice guy.
Nice guy. So definitely it's great to see places opening up again. There's another place opening up than where Clinton Bookshop used to be, right?
Yes, Maine on Maine.
Maine
again,
on Maine.
Another resident who is opening. He loves to vacation in Maine. He loves lobster rolls. I love lobster rolls. I've been waiting very impatiently for lobster rolls, Frank, if you're listening. but yeah, that, you know, he's going to do some dry goods, some product from where he likes to spend time as well.
That's awesome.
Which he feels is similar to a town like Clinton.
That's awesome. Yeah, we've been, you know, definitely as things have opened up, we're exploring it. I mean, Christian Bookstore moved into a bigger space.
Right.
Have you gone into the Dollhouse store?
Yes. I'm afraid to touch anything.
Thank you.
It's
so
amazing.
I keep my hands in my pockets.
I do.
I don't want to sneeze.
Yeah. You know? I know. I met her when she was getting everything set up, and it's just absolutely amazing. I can't wait for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can just see all the kids with their faces pressed up against it.
Is there, I hate to put you on the spot, it's just, again, near and dear, has there been a decision made yet about the Christmas time, about what's going
to
happen?
As of right now, we're moving forward because there's no restrictions.
Okay.
So the goal will be to do as many events as we possibly can. I know the 100 and a half is still planning to run.
Okay.
I don't know about the superhero sprint. I think that's kind of on hold at this point in time.
Okay. All right.
But the half marathon will definitely be going off. SantaCon. That race.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about running.
Yep.
And then I think all of the events in town, they're continuing to move forward.
They're planning ahead. Okay, that's good to know. That's good to know.
I remember it is.
When I had lived in Clinton before Susan did, my wife. And the first year, because we had lived in Lambertville together right after we got married, and we were working hard to get back into Clinton. And when I took her to the first Christmas parade, mm-hmm. I remember her tears in her eyes. And she's like, it's like living in a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
And I was just, I know people, just thousands of people adore it. Absolutely adore it.
But you know what was nice is even last year, they modified it. So we did a drive-by. Now, granted, I stood on the truck and got soaking wet. But it was so worth it just to see the faces of all the kids that were coming out at their home. I mean, it's pretty cool to have a parade go past your house.
That is pretty cool. That's very special. That's a very special thing.
That was fun, too.
Cool beans. So let me just uncheck. You know what? I'm going to skip the commercial breaks. I just want to keep talking. We got a good flow going on here, too. So with the State League of Municipalities,
mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you would want to share from your heart that's of importance right now for Clinton that's going to be coming up?
No, I think right now, I mean, we're in hiatus right now. So the legislature is on summer break.
Oh, okay. All right.
So they will not be back until after Election Day.
Gotcha.
You know, the benefit from the pandemic is some of the budget monies that towns in Hunterdon County have received through the federal money.
Mm-hmm.
We got federal CARES money. The state is offering up, you know, opportunities for projects as well.
Mm, okay.
We were able to submit to our congressional offices projects. So we submitted for our water and sewer.
Okay.
You know, that's a nice – to be able to get some of that funding to offset the costs.
Right.
So we're keeping our fingers crossed
for
some
of that. You mean to improve on it?
And yes.
The, you know, infrastructure of it?
To do the – so one of the things that we've done is, you know, when I came in, we've got a water company, a sewer company, and a current account.
Mm-hmm.
The water and sewer, we've put – the water we've put together an asset management plan, which is basically a master plan. We understand where all the lines are.
Mm-hmm.
We have a plan in place for line replacement because we know that if we at least maintain – it's much cheaper than having to repair.
Right.
Maintaining and replacing as needed is so much better because the breaks happen in the middle of the night on a holiday.
Yep,
in the middle of a snowstorm or a rainstorm.
Of course.
And it's always expensive. So by taking a proactive approach with all of our infrastructure, both the water and sewer, that's what we're doing. And so some of the projects that we submitted for would help offset some of those costs
mm-hmm.
to the water and sewer utilities.
Okay.
So we're excited about that. Keeping our fingers crossed that we get those opportunities there.
Cool beans. Cool beans. I appreciate that very much. I know a lot of people appreciate that very
much.
I
know.
It's you know, it's just those things that, you know, when things were done, you know, 50, 100 years ago, there was no idea about when it was going to be needed to
repair. Oh, there are
repair.
Lines 90 years old.
90?
Yes.
Son of a gun. Wow, I didn't realize they went that old. That's something else.
Yeah.
That's something else. Okay. Anything about the... And I just because I read these things, I'm pretty active on the social media, I read these things. I try not to comment anymore.
Right. I don't comment unless someone actually tags me and asks me for a response. I try not to comment on anything.
There's an old saying that a wise person once said nothing.
Yes.
So, but the whole electric outages and things like that, I don't know. Is there money involved with that, or is that just all the electric company?
That's all the power company. I mean, so here we have to look at it from this perspective. JCP&L, which was acquired by First Energy, had not put the money into the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we saw in Sandy when we had people coming from around the country to help.
Yeah.
I remember having a conversation with some guys in one of the diners going, we haven't seen this equipment in 30 years.
Really? Son of a gun.
So
I never heard that one.
JCP&L, First Energy, is now going, you know, they're trying to upgrade the infrastructure. But when you look at, they cover more than half of the state.
Yeah.
It's a lot of infrastructure.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're doing what they can, where they can, doing the small doses. So a lot of the tree trimming.
Right.
Which has been significant. You know, that's helped. We're lucky in the town of Clinton because we're a cluster.
Mm-hmm.
So... you know, when a group of us goes down, it's easier because now you're putting up 50 to 100 people versus one or two people.
Gotcha.
You know, it's aging infrastructure.
Right, right. Okay.
And it all needs to be addressed. It's just going to take time.
It's going to take time and patience. Time and patience. And we learned patience in the pandemic, folks, so be patient.
Let's remember that.
And Mayor Janice is not directly personally responsible for when the power goes out on your house. So
no, but you know what it is? I at least know who to call to find out, you know, why or how long.
Yep, 100%, 100%.
I did tell one person I was going to go down the basement and flip the switch for him. They didn't appreciate the joke. I'm like, I'm trying to, you know, lighten the...
A little levity.
Was not appreciated.
Yeah. Yep. And that, you know what, it's funny because when you talk about, you mentioned Sandy, that was another big time when everybody just came together and helped each other out. That was, I'll never, ever forget. But I'm not here to talk about Sandy, but I have some really good stories. I personally believe that, you know, 95% of people, humans, are good.
Right.
I really do. And there's 5% that are just jerks and bleh, and words I won't
unhappy
say.
Unhappy people.
Unhappy, selfish people. And that's it. And I think that if the 95% of the people stay together like that, it won't matter for those 5%.
Agreed.
Okay. I want to shift gears into health and fitness. But before I do that, because I just want to make sure, is there any other topic you wanted to touch base on that's close to your heart that you want to share with people? No?
No. Just
all right.
Everything we've talked about.
Okay. All right. Cool beans. Cool beans. I'll give a shout out here. We got people watching. Patricia's watching. Amy DeVita. Amy.
Hey, Amy.
Paul's watching. Jen's watching. Jill's watching. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in. So health and fitness.
Yes.
That's what I'm all about. When I came back to the Max Clinton, I honestly I know I mentioned the word spiritual before. This was a very spiritual moment for me. I remember being alone in the center for the first time, mm-hmm. and I turned off the lights and I had tears in my eyes. Yeah. It was like I could not believe how the universe conspired to bring me back onto those mats again. It was such a weird feeling, but a great feeling. So I honestly, myself and my team, we have this mission to help Clinton and the surrounding towns help people get as healthy as they can. When we see the statistics that came out of the pandemic, mm-hmm. I think we have to have a conversation about obesity rates amongst yes. adults, especially older adults, but definitely children, because they're going to grow up with these habits. And you know, and this is what we're all about. We're trying to help people not just diet, because I know right. you hate diets.
I hate diets.
But to learn how to eat and to have options and enjoy and make, right. make exercise. And honestly, I mentioned Megan Smith earlier. She was part of the OG, the original gang at Clinton, and mm-hmm. she's back here now. She did a video message on our members only page last night about changing the way you speak about things and the way you think about things. It's not I have to work out. It's I get to work out.
Yes.
So I used that this morning in class when we did planks. I was like, you don't
yeah,
have to do it.
Yeah, I will never say that about planks or burpees.
Listen, I got eyes rolling.
Uh-huh, I'm
you
sure
can
you
hear
did.
Them roll. But I was like, you get to do a plank. You don't have to. You get to.
Yeah.
So. But, you know, really one of the things that we had talked about off air was the respect I have for you on this. You take care of yourself. And most every time I bump into Mayor Janice has been on Lansdowne Trail.
Yep.
You know, or on the streets just waving by. And she's jogging. She's running.
Yep.
And, you know, we talked earlier about how you running, my cycling, it's a meditation thing. So what is your fitness routine now? And if you want to share what we talked about earlier sure. about how you got into it, that's up to you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So when the pandemic hit, I had hit a point where my health was probably, you know, I was borderline diabetic. My weight had skyrocketed. And because it happens slowly, you don't notice it. Yeah. And, you know, you maybe go up a size in clothing and it's like, oh, they changed the style.
Right.
They changed the cut. That's my favorite. They changed the cut of the pants. But I happened to see a picture from 2 years ago. And I was like, oh, my God. Hmm. Like, that really showed me that I was at a point where I was not healthy.
Yeah.
And the doctor even said, listen, you know, if you continue down this path, you are going to be extremely unhealthy
mm-hmm.
and it's not going to be good. So, I started, you know, and for me, I hate the word diet.
Right.
I will never right. tell someone I'm on a diet because if I want to have something, I want to be able to have it.
Yeah.
But what I did was I changed my eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
So I did cut out, and I did a cold turkey, no bread, no pasta.
Wow. Wow. Very impressive.
It was hard initially. Probably the first 60 days were the hardest for that.
Yeah.
But then once I kind of, cleansed, I don't even know what it is, but like I got past that 60 days,
sure.
I didn't crave it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to find other substitutes. So I like cheeses and dips.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'll do is I'll use nuts. I'll
right.
dip a walnut into tzatziki or with a piece of cheese versus taking a cracker or a piece of bread.
Sure, sure.
You know, that kind of changed how I did it. I started, you know, my husband was traveling into the city for work, so we'd be eating dinner 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
He's now home still. And we were starting to eat dinner earlier.
Yeah.
We focused on proteins and salads.
Right.
So I did that. And then, you know, cause we were all confined to the house at the time and you could get out to exercise. I'm like, okay, I'm going for a walk.
Right. Right.
And walking was wonderful. But part of the problem with that is as I'm walking, I'm getting stopped. And this is not a negative to anyone stopping me and asking questions,
I understand.
But then the walk never got completed.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, maybe if I try running. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't run since high school.
Yeah.
So it was slow going at first, and it was a trudge. But then it got to a point where I got into a rhythm. And I was able to, you know, I don't go for speed. I just mm-hmm. go for distance.
Sure.
However long the music is going to last or however long the conference call lasts.
Right, right.
And that's kind of what happened. And now I feel I'm uncomfortable if I don't do it. Like every morning –
it's a great place.
Even
to
if it is 2 miles,
yeah.
I make sure I get out.
Yeah.
You know, I usually shoot for 4 to 6 a day,
mm-hmm.
but if I get to 2, I'm fine. I need to be out and I need that alone time.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's the best feeling in the world. And I come back with a clear head. I may have come back with more work for other people to do because I have awesome ideas. Yeah. Yep. But it's, you know, that's what works. And different people find different things. Like, you know, yeah. My husband does not like to run. And every mm-hmm. time he's run with me, he looks miserable.
Right, right.
But he will do the insanity workout.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He absolutely loves that.
Yeah.
That to him makes him feel better. I'm like, have at it. You and Sean T can have all the insanity you want, not me.
Well, you know, if he ever wants to try a couple classes, you send him over to me. We'll
absolutely.
Kickboxing Friday. You know, we might,
absolutely. So, you know, that's kind of how we looked at everything. And, sure. and we made a concerted effort to address it.
Yeah. So do you schedule your run time on your calendar or is it just when you – get that moment.
Summertime, I try to get out before 9 o'clock in the summer, only because of the heat.
Sure.
Once I have to do it in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like I cannot run in the afternoon or at night.
Yeah.
I've tried it; it doesn't work. I'm not in the right headspace. Morning is my best headspace.
I dig it.
I'm up anyway. I have the dogs take care of.
Yeah.
So you know they want to get up at 6 o'clock, have their breakfast, get up, feed them, have my coffee, and then you know get out for my run.
Yep.
And this way I'm able to do it before a meeting mm-hmm. and I don't have to worry about, you know, trying to schedule it between meetings. Excellent. And I make sure that my meetings don't usually start before 8 o'clock.
So it's interesting. So your prioritization before you start your day is the run, the
yes.
health and fitness, your health in there too.
Absolutely.
So that's cool. My, and you probably don't know this, but my senior instructor, Kim, and I'm blaming her, got a bunch of us involved in a Spartan race. That's coming up in October. You want to join us?
Which one are you doing?
October 3rd up in Vernon.
Oh, no. That's the one that's got mud. I don't like mud.
Oh, yeah. There's mud and hills.
No, I like the – I do this the usually the stadium ones.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Those are a little bit easier and there's no mud and hills involved.
Yeah. Well, this is all – I'm blaming Kim on this. But to be honest with you, it's lit a fire under so many of us, you know, our family members at the Max Clinton that I haven't run in years. I've run more in the last 2 months than I have in years. Typically, I would say if you see me running, I'm being chased and that means you should run also. That's what that means.
Yes.
But now
Spartan is fun in that respect. I mean, I did it with a group of individuals as well.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, the training for it.
We wanted to get enough people together to team share all of the burpees where we all have to do one burpee per one. Yes. We don't, you know,
that was there. The one I refuse to do burpees.
Oh, really?
I do. That's, I hate them.
Nobody. Well, no, that's not true. All right. Scotty loves burpees.
And
I know
that
Victor
love them
loves
them. I don't want to do them.
Yeah. I don't want to do them either, but I do them anyway.
I know I won't.
Yeah. I can't stand it. So
it's my protest.
That's your protest. That and dieting.
Yes.
That's it. Screw the rest of that. I don't
exactly.
want to do this stuff. Well, we're almost we're running on a couple more minutes here. So when I was talking about your health and your fitness, mm-hmm. I made another note here. You have, you know what? You kind of answered the question already. This is kind of a mental prioritization for you.
It is.
You know, you realize that, and I'm assuming that this may have crossed your mind. You can't deliver when you're an empty vessel. You got to refill the cup in that sense too.
Absolutely. You know, it's one, I've always tried to take time for myself in some way, shape, form. I've never been good with meditation.
Okay.
I don't sit still well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I get my hair done once a month.
Right.
You know, as you all know, the color changes regularly.
Yes.
That's my me time. You know, the health aspect of it was really something that came about. I mean, that was the one positive from the pandemic for me.
Sure.
Because it forced me. And it's also, I mean, you think about it. You have meetings that start at 8 o'clock and you have to drive to them. So now you're in the car at 6:37. Most of my meetings now are on Zoom.
Yeah.
And a lot of them will stay that way.
Yeah.
You know, because they can continue that way. So I can still do my workout and my run.
Right.
And then I just put my hat on and, you know, or I don't put my camera on.
Right, right.
So they don't get to see that I've just come in and look like, you know, I'm all sweaty and whatnot.
Sure, sure.
But it does. It's made all the difference in my approach and my ability to not focus and obsess about anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this has been tough on everyone.
Sure.
And I have not... You know, I don't get anxious
mm-hmm.
any longer.
Wow.
It's just really, it's helped center everything and given me the focus to really think about what needs to get done and the priorities.
I have done entire shows on the mental and emotional benefits of exercise. Mm-hmm. Again, exercise is not a punishment. Once you get into it, you realize, you said it earlier, you feel like you're missing something if you're not doing it.
It's like when I don't have my coffee. Right. I'm not a nice person if I don't at least get a little bit of a run in.
I dig it.
Those are the two things, coffee and running.
Coffee and running. I'm going to get you a t-shirt. That is that re-election campaign slogan, coffee, running, Janice. What is it, 2024?
Yeah, no, I'm not running again.
You're not?
No.
Oh, is this public knowledge or is this a breaking news thing here?
No, it's pretty much public knowledge. I've got 2.5 years left on my term.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's 12 years. And public service is about making sure that there's turnover.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be one of those people that is pushed out because I overstayed my welcome.
Okay.
Yeah. And we've got a lot of good people that want to get involved.
100%.
So, you know, I want to give them their opportunity. I've done, when I leave, everything that I've wanted to accomplish will have been accomplished.
Yeah.
And things will be in place. So it actually will be much easier for the next person coming in.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Now, basically turning the page of all of the processes we've put in place.
Right, right. Well, that's fantastic. So. I'm a little sad, but I understand.
I'm not going anywhere. I'll still be there to be pain.
I get that. I get that. And I'll still bump into you on the trail.
Yes, you will.
Yeah. And you know what Susan and I discovered recently, and I lived here for, I guess, cumulatively 15 years, Hunts Mill Park. We discovered it.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's my neighborhood.
Oh, my gosh. I could love that little park. I mean,
Just watch the snakes and the snapping turtles.
Well, I haven't had either yet.
So the big snapping turtle that's probably about 150 years old.
The one that we see by the bridge sometimes?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's his home down there.
Get out.
That pond
is it
back
now?
There.
Okay.
So, yeah, just when he's out, I give him a wide berth.
Wide berth. Okay. Because they can be fast.
They can be.
Yeah. Turtles are not as slow as you think they are. I've seen them move. I've seen them move.
And then the snakes that
kind of... Yep.
And that's when you see me do the dance, there's a snake.
Yeah. Gotcha. Fantastic. We're going to wind down. Before we sign off or anything, and again, sincerely, my heartfelt thanks to you for taking time
to
come here and talk about all of these things. Is there anything you wanted to say before we go? Anything important? Anything upcoming? Maybe an event that's upcoming you want to promote?
No, I don't think – I mean, I think we're quiet for the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Until, you know, school goes back.
Yeah.
And that's going to be, you know, an interesting time for a lot of parents and as they kind of adapt. And you know what? We make the best of it. Our kids are resilient and they will come out of this stronger just like we have. But thank you for all that you do and giving back to the community because it's really all about community.
It is.
It's not absolutely about people. It's about all of us coming together.
Fantastic. Fantastic. All right. Mayor Janice, clapping it up for you again.
Thank you.
The Big Max Challenge thing to do this. So we are going to close it out right now. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. I have a heart filled with gratitude right now. I'm really one of the luckiest boys in the world that I get to do what I do. You know, I get to have this program talk with you. I have amazing family members over at the center, an amazing team behind me, a wonderful wife behind me. You know, moments of gratitude like this, I just like to take. I have this thing that I do. I think Susan gets annoyed sometimes, but when I am in a special moment, I will make sure I say out loud, this is a special moment.
Yes.
And I think it does something in my brain to wire it and Absolutely. Remember it better. So this is just one of those special moments. I just have this heart filled with gratitude for everybody and everything and you, and thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, this has been Max Living. I'm Mark LaRose. I am over at the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. You should come in and take a look. You should come in, try a class. You should give me a call if you need to, I don't care what it is, lose weight, get stronger, clear your head. Get some mental toughness going on too. And whatever it is you need, we'll help you with it. That's what we do. That's what we are. Trained professionals. All right. I'll be back next week. Same time. Same bat time. Same bat station. Now I'm dating myself a bit. So anyway, everybody stay healthy out there. And remember, take it to the max. Boom.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The top man in the Senate is taking a victory lap after two big wins in the Senate this week. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calling it a significant legislative week, but warning about tough work ahead. The New York Democrat saying the budget resolution bill will help the American people out a great deal.
We passed a robust budget resolution that will grow the middle class in the 21st century and give more Americans a chance to get into the middle class.
Republicans are worried about tax hikes and continuing inflation. Southwest Airlines is blaming the coronavirus Delta variant for weaker bookings. The airline lowering its profit and revenue forecast on Wednesday, becoming the second airline in less than a week to warn that the fast-spreading Delta variant will cut into results. Southwest expecting their August operating revenue to be 15 to 20% lower than a year ago. USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now, Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
There's growing concerns about soaring gas prices in the United States. The White House is pressing OPEC and oil-producing allies to hike oil production in an effort to get gas prices down. An unnamed official saying the administration is anxious to use whatever tools it has to get gas prices reduced. Roughly 200 current and former Navy SEALs swam across the Hudson River in New York earlier this week as a tribute to those who lost their lives in the September 11th attacks. Veteran Andy Rios was among them.
Thinking about, you know, all the lives lost that were here, you know, and what great sacrifices that we had to do as a country and as a people to get us where we're at now. You know, just taking it all in. It's very difficult to put it into words, you know.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Immediately after the Senate passed a $3.5 trillion budget resolution vote via party line, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer attempted to pass the voting rights package via unanimous consent. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz blocked Schumer's attempt.
Reserving the right to object, this bill would constitute a federal government takeover of elections. It would constitute a massive power grab by Democrats. It would disenfranchise millions of Americans. And it would do precisely the opposite of its nominal title, For the People. It is instead For the Politicians, because it entrenches politicians and ensures that the people cannot vote them out of office.
Hockey fans around the world are mourning the loss of a Hall of Fame goalie.
Hall of Fame goalie Tony Esposito has died. The Chicago Blackhawks announcing his passing Tuesday following a brief battle with pancreatic cancer. Esposito played nearly all of his 16-year NHL career with the Blackhawks, winning the Stanley Cup in 1969, the Vezina Trophy as the league's top netminder 3 times, and was named an All-Star 6 times. Esposito was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1988, the same year that Chicago retired his number 35 jersey. Tony Esposito was 78. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.